A break-in at the Haines Clinic causes a morning closure. And the Haines Assembly upholds a contentious conditional use permit with restrictions. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more, up next. The Haines Search Clinic was broken into sometime between closing Thursday evening and early Friday morning. Haines police have notified first responders in the community in case any potentially dangerous drugs were taken that could lead to emergencies. The clinic is still assessing what was stolen. Clinic administrator Pat Heffley said it appeared that the emergency room was most damaged by the break-in. He said it didn't look like the perpetrator got into the pharmacy. The break-in caused the clinic to delay opening by 2 hours Friday morning. By about 11 a.m. Friday, Heffley said business was back to normal. He said damaged areas were cleaned up and supplies that looked to be taken were getting restocked. Police encourage anyone who has information that may relate to the case to contact the department. Just before 4 p.m. Friday, the Haynesboro Assembly wrapped up what was likely a record-breaking meeting. It lasted more than 10 hours over 3 separate days. The majority of the meeting was taken up with hearings on 2 citizen appeals. Ella Bredauer and Lenise Henderson Fontenot appealed the Planning Commission's approval of a resource extraction conditional use permit. The developer, Roger Schnabel, applied for a permit to extract and haul 7,500 cubic yards of material from his property above Skyline Drive and Young Road. He plans to sell the material for use in the small boat harbor project. The assembly made a decision on Henderson Fontenot's appeal Tuesday. Confusion over how to handle the second appeal when they had already made a decision helped extend the meeting to its 3rd day. On Friday, the assembly spent 2 hours talking to the borough attorney behind closed doors. After that private discussion, the assembly made its decision. First, it consolidated the 2 appeals. Then the members voted to uphold the Planning Commission's approval of the permit, but with a slew of conditions. The conditions include restrictions that were recommended by the borough manager, but thrown out by the Planning Commission. They also include new requirements from the assembly. Schnabel will now have to follow a pedestrian and traffic safety plan, a reclamation plan, and allow a compliance monitor to observe the operation. Those are just a few of the new conditions implemented by the assembly. KHNS will have a full story about the appeal hearings next week. The Haynesboro Assembly approved a $63,000 budget amendment for the police department this week. The funding request came during a time of change for the department. Haynes has lost its Alaska State Trooper, and the police chief is hoping to expand the force from 4 to 5 officers. KHNS's Emily Files reports.
The budget overrun may have something to do with the outer borough matters the police now feel obligated to cover, but the overspending started before the trooper post became vacant in December. From July to December, the department was between $2,000 and $8,000 over budget each month. Interim borough manager Brad Ryan says the discrepancy between projected and actual costs has a lot to do with the high rate of police turnover. He says it was hard to predict how much the department will cost when there hadn't been 4 permanent officers on payroll for a while.
It's troublesome to me that we're not supporting this department that really needs it. We have a lot of turnover in the police department, and I think it's a systemic problem that we need to solve, and I think supporting a new chief who's trying really hard, trying to be part of the community, is really, really important.
Police Chief Heath Scott has been on the job since July. He says overtime and standby time account for much of the budget overrun.
There is a true lack of resources here.
By January, the HPD was $32,000 over budget. That's when Scott came to the assembly to ask for a $63,000 amendment. It would cover the $32,000 for the first half of the fiscal year and the same amount for the second half. Assemblymember Margaret Friednauer said she would support the amendment, but she was troubled that the budget issue didn't come to the assembly sooner.
It went for so long without being addressed. And I understand that maybe the previous administration knew about it for at least a few months. And so we don't need to place blame. That's not what I'm trying to do, except I think it's important to point out that it's unusual for a department in the borough to go over budget this much.
Ryan and Scott say previous manager Bill Seward was aware of the situation. Assemblyman Tom Morfitt proposed paying for the $32,000 overrun that has already happened, but not the anticipated expenses.
I think this is a troublesome precedent with a department coming and saying, we don't have enough money in the middle of the year. I think every department, if we approve this, we can expect similar requests from other departments saying, you underfunded us. I think it's the obligation of department heads to meet the budget.
But Assemblymember Ron Jackson said budget issues at the police department are different from other borough departments.
I think we have to stop thinking about the police department like just another borough department. We ask them to be on call, ready to go 24/7, 365.
The assembly voted 5-1 to approve a list of budget amendments that includes the $63,000 for police. The assembly still needs to tackle some big picture questions about the police department. Should it be restored to the previous size of 5 officers? And how will the municipality pay for the void in outer borough coverage left behind by the troopers? The community will have a chance to weigh in soon. The assembly asked the manager to set up town hall meetings about outer borough law enforcement. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
The Skagway Assembly put the brakes on a year-round sales tax increase, for now. But not before hearing a few concerns about the possible measure. On the agenda at Thursday's meeting was the introduction and first reading of an ordinance that would push forward an amendment to the sales tax code, establishing a 1% year-round sales tax increase. If passed, the question would go to Skagway voters on the October ballot. Right now, sales tax in Skagway is 5% from April through September. That goes down to 3% from October to March. If passed, the increase would raise taxes by 1% for the entire year. That means it would be 6% in the spring and summer months and 4% for the fall and winter. Revenue from the increase would go toward the rec center expansion and aquatic wellness center. Lacey Chandonette owns Glacial Smoothies and Espresso. She says she's worried about the impact a tax increase could have on small businesses.
It may seem like an extremely small amount to some people, $50, but to others in this town, it can be literally in the thousands. You're looking at some small business owners that are open year-round that pay rent already, employee housing, services. I mean, that's a large amount.
Tim Borsi suggested tabling the ordinance for now and reviewing municipal expenses.
Periodically, I think we need to go through departments and budgets and really take a hard look at the way money has been spent. A lot of the departments have been getting new equipment, and sometimes we've got to tighten the belt if we're trying to achieve other goals.
A concern was also raised about potential state tax increases. Here's Assemblyman Orion Hansen.
You know, I think we need to have some prudence with what we're thinking about going in the future with potential sales taxes until we find out really what comes down with the state, because we pass a 1% sales tax, the state passes a 1.5% sales tax, and then we're looking at 7.5%.
Hansen said right now he doesn't think the measure would stand a chance in the polls.
If we voted today on first reading, we sent this to the voters, I think it would fail. I think the political climate right now, I don't think the voters would pass it.
Assemblyman Jay Burnham disagreed.
I believe the voters would vote yes on this. And I think it would be because they want a pool, just like me. And they want a rec center expanded, just like me. And this is a way to pay for it.
Still, he suggested putting the ordinance off until the full assembly was present to make a decision. Assemblyman Spencer Morgan was absent. He also wants to have the ordinance reviewed by the borough attorney. The Assembly voted unanimously to take the ordinance off the agenda at this meeting. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.